The story of Emma Nilsdotter Danbom, emigrant from Rimforsa in 1889.
In my Bible, I keep some precious flowers from Sweden. I pick them in Sonnebo Skattegård in Skärstad, outside Rimforsa. I dried them and put them in my Bible, and there I have kept them throughout my life, along with some newspaper clippings. They carry dear memories from home. When I was born in June 1866, we lived in Pohult in Västra Änneby parish outside Kisa. We moved many times, living in many places in the Kinda area. When I was 14, my father died. 3 years later, when I was 17, I took my first job and worked as a maid for several years. But the dream of another life had entered my mind. So, in August 1889, I had made up my mind to emigrate to North America. My brothers Emil and Carl had been there since March of 1889. My old grandfather, Jonas, had emigrated in 1882 when he was 75 years old, after becoming a widower for the second time. None of my family of my father's side were left in Sweden, and only my youngest siblings, Charlotta and Victor, stayed with their mother in Skärstad. So I came to America. Uncle Gustav, Aunt Inga, and their families in Iowa were kind enough to take me in. They took care of me during my first years in this foreign country until 1893. I was 27 years old and married my husband, Peter Wenberg, who came to America when he was only 3 years old, when his family had emigrated from Halland in Sweden. As newlyweds, we moved to Fullerton, Nebraska, and we lived as farmers for 30 years. When we retired in 1923, we moved into town. Peter and I had three daughters, Blanche, Grace, and Beatrice. Blanche sadly died as a little baby. Grace, who was born in 1894, got polio and had to sit in a wheelchair since she was 14 years old. However, she met Alex, whom she married, and settled down in Colorado. Our youngest daughter, Beatrice, was born in 1897. She was a very talented girl who studied and became a teacher. Now Beatrice is studying and caring for me at the same time. I feel that these are the last years of my life. I'm suffering from cancer. In my youth, I was thrown out of a wagon with runaway horses and broke my arm. It was not cared for properly and led to bone cancer. It's such a comfort to have the flowers from home in my Bible.